everybody, and welcome to yet another edition of Pylon Radio. I'm your host, Ian Ditchburn, and this isn't so much of a show as it is a bright orange traffic cone, which alerts you to new music, my music, or at least the music which I enjoy. So I think today we're going to kick off with a Canadian artist. I'm almost wondering if I should be ashamed to admit this, but I first heard this guy in a Facebook advertisement, which, honestly, normally don't listen to those because it's usually crap and not the coolest way to find out about music, but hey, it worked. It got to me, and now I'm going to show it to you. He's a guy from Toronto, and his name is Moon King. It's a pretty funky little track. Something to loosen up those creaky old bones. I really need to go dancing. But I can dance in here. In fact, I think I will. This is Come Away With Me by Moon King. We'll be right back. right, everybody, that was Moon King. Hope you enjoyed it. Now, I gotta admit, I got some 420 music left over from last week. Some layovers that I either didn't have time to play, or some of them got suggested to me by some friends, but it was too late. But it's never too late. There's always a next week. And when you know it, here we are. And that means it's time to play some music. So let's get right to it. This next one is called Jump Up Quickly by Mungo's Hi-Fi featuring Soom T. Pretty sure they're out of the UK. Can't be certain. Actually, damn, they're from Scotland. This is some Scotland reggae dub hip-hop shit. What a fun global world we live in, where this music is coming out of Scotland.
Chat about that, getting me wired to the sub in the bass slap. Singing what with my fast yap yap in the bass slap of a roll rap and a fat track. And the race out the rats, take a task, get it with a bat, break it to the right like a ya ya. On a ganja, making dub slap for the ones who ride like a bomb in the girl. I'm sick of your chat with the tat tat tic tac. No white nuns in black, fleeing to be attacked. Killers and I loose, nowhere to hide, don't know where to look. See, I'm out to a foot, don't wanna end up wasted like an old boot. I disgrace it for the sticker from my lamppost shoot. But I try me, I am for the keynotes. I'd concur if it were true. So we jump out quickly. Know the driller, watch out that pillar, club and high good sucks like a worry gazilla. Top out your silla, come join the river, get than a full, think bigger. Rhythm killer and a filler, hit a clock with electric tracks to the block, knocked off like his. From a top, get a trap, many cups, many mop tops, many long jaws. Was a long shot with a rust off to the top. When I teleport from a safe spot to make home, make tip top. Never good loss, was a trip made top fast in the city, don't stop. Give me walk, keep it in dub drop.
Hi-Fi feat MC Soom T. Damn. Now I'm awake. Extra awake. But what do I play next? Do I play some more reggae? I think actually I'm going to switch up the tempo a little bit. That was very, very exciting. And now I think we all need to relax, sit down, and listen to some beachy, distorted shit. I'm a big fan of this next band. I've never seen them live, but they're in my top three that I gotta see next. They are the Growlers, and this song, I don't know, I don't want to say, I feel like I do this a lot and say, this song really speaks to the current moment, because it's a pretty weird, special moment that we're all living through right now. But this is a song about life missing something. At least I think so. Maybe that's something you can relate to right now. But yeah, sit back and relax and enjoy the Growlers with their song, Dull Boy. Just gotta pull it up here. And please remember to stay seated for a more comfortable ride.
Time to leave this town, pulling out while there's still time, littered all my memories behind. So let them have it, let them keep their squeaky clean. Whatever was now is in ashes, there isn't any more room here for me. Cause I'm a dull boy with a dead dream, searching for a pulse in any given scene. This city's shrinking down, it's time to leave this town. Pulling out while there's still time, littered all my memories behind. This city's shrinking down, I think it's time to leave this town. There's still time, littered all my memories behind.
You are listening to Pylon Radio on Vancouver Co-op 100.5 FM. I'm your host, Ian Ditchburn, and this is a show where we play music and you listen. Hopefully. Just picturing someone desperately shoving sawdust into their ears. Joke's on me, I guess. Anyway, moving on. This is a song that celebrates my continued aging. It was my dad's birthday somewhat recently, back in March. And yeah, this is a song about generations, about aging, all that fun, inevitable stuff. It is inevitable, so you might as well enjoy it. Honestly, my life got so much better north of 25. You really actually know what you like, how to get it, where to go for a good party, and remember those? Remember parties? Oh well, this song is called Got Old by The Babies. That was The Babies with their song Got Old. If the singer sounded familiar there, that's because he has gone on to achieve some pretty good success. His name is Kevin Morby, and he did the song Parade, which was featured on the really popular show BoJack Horseman. And I wasn't going to play this today, but I think it might be really interesting just to hear these two songs back to back. You can hear his progression. I think they were released about 2 years apart, something like that. It's a new band, but it's got the same music, same soul. It's a beautiful song. If you've heard it on BoJack before, you know exactly what I'm talking about. This is Kevin Morby with Parade.
If you come to find out who you are, then may you find out, may you find out who you are. And if you come to search for what is lost, then may you find it, may you find it at any cost. And if you come all from far, may it not touch you or ever do you harm. So soft, you may look up one day and you'll be hung. If I were to die today, slaughtered in that masquerade, the last thing that you'd hear me say, put my body on display in the parade. Passing slowly through the town, my feet, they cannot touch the ground.
Vancouver Cooperative Radio is an innovative, nonprofit community radio station with a mission to produce creative and engaging programming for communities whose voices are underrepresented in the mainstream media. We need your financial support to help us achieve this mission. By donating today, you will help us to continue to provide training and access to equipment for over 300 volunteers who produce 140 hours of original programming in over 10 languages. Our radio station is located in the heart of the downtown East Side, and since 1975, we have celebrated the rich cultural diversity of the Greater Vancouver area through our arts, music, and spoken word programming. Please support alternative community-based radio. Donate today by visiting cooperadio.org/donate or calling 604-684-8494. That's 604-684-8494.
Okay, everybody, I am back, and I think we've had enough tearful laments, enough sad songs. Love Kevin Morby, but he's a little bit down low, a little bit sad. I think this next one we will listen to is a bit of Indonesian reggae, kind of carrying on with our 420-month layover period. They actually have a really strong reggae scene in Indonesia, which may be surprising because they're a majority Muslim country and not necessarily, on the whole, very cool with the cannabis. But because of that, that kind of rebel cannabis culture is even more prevalent there. Like, when I was there, I spent a lot of time with this dude. They all have their Indonesian given names and their tourist names, which are typically some sort of Western popular culture reference. Like, I met this guy named Rambo, who does adventure tours. And then this one guy who... you know, some sort of tourist-facing role. I'm not actually sure what he did, but everyone called him Marley. So you might have some idea what he did. And Marley delivered one of the nights. We were back at his house, and this guy showed up on a bike, as there ought to do. And basically, yeah, I was like, holy shit, how much did you get me, man? It was like a giant, like, wrapped newspaper kind of thing. It looked like at least like a couple pounds worth. But then when you opened it up, it was all stems. Because of the laws are so harsh there, what people do is they don't cultivate it per se. They walk around the jungle and they scatter seeds and come back in a year and see what took. So you're getting some quite stemmy stuff, but I was nonetheless grateful for it. You don't really want strong weed in that kind of environment, riding around on a bike in the densest crowds you've ever seen. It kind of reminded me, it was like a Southeast Asian Amsterdam. Just really, really narrow roads, everyone on some sort of two-wheeled vehicle, prostitutes. That's not a condemnation of Bali. It's a condemnation of Kuta, if anything. Bali's a beautiful place. And this next artist is from there. His name is Tony Q Rastafari, and this song is called Republic Sulap, which means Magic Republic. I played it on my podcast once before, but I figured it warranted playing again. This is Tony Q Rastafari with Republic Sulap.
Negerinya para pakar pesulap suka. aja dari enggak ada hingga di ada-ada dari yang ada hingga tiada.
Get the Puss, whatever that means. That was Tony Q Rastafari with Republic Sulap, the Magic Republic. You are listening to Pylon Radio on Vancouver Co-op 100.5 FM. My name is Ian Ditchburn, and this is the show that you're listening to right now. What do we have next? Let me check my little document here. Next up, we have a song that really encapsulates the kind of music that I've been into the last couple years. Sort of desert, beachy, distorted surf rock. Kind of similar to the Growlers. Type of music you'd want to hear pulling up to a dusty New Mexico bar in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the night. They are called Las Rosas, and this song is called Black Cherry. Hope you enjoy it.
She says she wants something I can't give her no more. Little girl wants a woman for the man.
That was Las Rosas with Black Cherry. Next up, we are going to feature some more Canadian music. This next band is called Frankie. That's spelt with two I's. And this song is called Dream Reader. Hope you enjoy it. Frankie with two eyes. They are a four-piece band from Vancouver. And I owe a lot to Jason Corbett, the lead singer of the band Actors. He put together a Vancouver artist playlist, which I've been going over, that has been instrumental in helping me build these radio shows. Normally I would go out and discover people, go into events and stuff like that. Can't really do that these days, so thanks, Jason. That was really, really helpful. This next band I also discovered through Jason. They are a two-piece band in the style of the White Stripes, one hectic drummer and one powerful lead, and they are called the Pack AD. I feel like last week, because it was 420, feeling pretty mellow, I kind of shortchanged the punk section, so this week we are going to have a little bit more than we normally do, at least maybe three, maybe four songs. This song is called Yes I Know by the Pack AD. Was the Pack AD. Damn! Gonna have to check them out once this all dies down. They're a Vancouver band, in case you didn't quite catch that. I'm going to try my darndest to play lots of Vancouver music whenever I can. This next band is not Canadian, but you've probably heard of them. They're called the Misfits, and contrary to popular belief, they are in fact a real band, not just a clothing brand for mall goths. And in my opinion, they're actually pretty fucking good. This song is called This Island Earth off their album American Psycho. Some proto-environmentalism there, This Island Earth. Glenn Danzig, please reach out to the show to clarify to our listeners. We are going to roll forward with one more song from the heavy side of the spectrum. This is another Vancouver band called Stork, and this song is called Said It All.
Yeah.
That was Stork, spelled S-T-R-O-C. And I'm going to do my best to squeeze in a couple more tracks here near the top of the hour. This is going to be another Canadian band. You've probably heard of them. They're called Always. And this song is called Adult Diversion.
Crazy radio game, Canada's favorite game show. It's the task of this lovely lady here to decide between the three radio stations hidden behind the curtain.
Okay, radio station number one, what would you do to make me happy forever?
I program lush, non-stop, mindless, easy listening music for those masses of people with the middle of the road mentality. I aim to please, not to provoke.
I see. Radio station number two, what could you do to make me happy forever?
I provide a constant bombardment of abrasive sounds for all those impressionable teeny bopper minds. It's a challenge for them to try to fall over a bewildering array of pimple cream and soft drink ads that we brand in between the rock industry's latest products. I'm just as mindless as number one.
I can see that. Well, radio station number three, what about you? Can you make me happy forever?
At our radio station, our product isn't as important as an attitude. Our programs are different, stimulating, and sensitive. we try and find out what our listeners want and provide it for them. We aren't mindless. We don't think that our listeners are either.
That's interesting, number three. Tell me more.
We're a non-commercial, non-profit, listener-supported station. Anyone can join and are then eligible to become involved in the running of the station if they wish.
Okay, your time's up. Which one will it be? Radio station number one, number two, or number three?
Number three, Vancouver Cooperative Radio.
Well, there you have it. Another happy match on the radio game. Aren't they a beautiful couple?
All right, everyone. That's going to be everything from me this week. If you want to hear more, you can check out my website, eastvandeelsewhere.com. I got a podcast called Elsewhere, which I do a lot more infrequently than this. We have about 10 episodes out right now. And yeah, the most recent one we did was with mountaineer and author Rob Wood, who's lived on his own hand-built off-grid property in social isolation for pretty much the last 45 years. So if anyone knows how to handle this stuff, it's probably Rob. So I'd give that a listen. You can follow me on Instagram at eastvandeelsewhere. I've been doing a bit of a grow guide, grow diary, showing people how they can grow cannabis outdoor from home. So that's been a lot of fun. If you want to reach out to the show, if you have any songs you want to suggest, or just to say hello, you can write me an email at pylonradio@gmail.com.